listener production. It's time to get scrumptious with two sexy English muffins.
It sounds delicious and it's adorable.
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Welcome to a Monday show. Matt O'Kine already with some hot takes while the microphones are off. The first one's big. I'm never wearing a Band-Aid on my palm again. I mean, are you going to be able to live up to that, Matt?
Mate, I had the Glad Wrap attacked me on the weekend.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to put some Glad Wrap on something. And I know. Look, that's the environment getting back at me, isn't it?
Mm.
For using cling wrap when I probably didn't need to. And that's it. The jaws of the serrated jaws of the box just attacking my palm. Now I put a Band-Aid on. It keeps coming off. And when I try to clap to sync up our audio before we start recording every show, this happens. Listen to this. Listen to this for a poxy-ass clap. Oh, what? That's the only good clap I've done all day.
Oh, you stink, man. Look, anyway, another injury on the weekend. Shout out to my poor sister. Got run into, sideswiped by a car on her bicycle. Off she comes, front canine tooth, but he knocked in half.
Oh, you're kidding.
Squirmy warning.
What did she hit it on?
The ground.
Oh, my God. Was it like lip and stuff?
Didn't have a helmet on her face, unfortunately. Wasn't wearing the goalie, ice hockey goalie mask.
Wasn't coming home from fencing.
No, exactly. So, look, I hope she's feeling better. Came around and we gave her some soft foods, a bit of watermelon, mango, that kind of thing. So, no good. Be careful out there.
Ooh. Ooh la la. I should be breaking my teeth when I want a little bit of wiggles action, hey? Yummy, yummy fruit salad.
Always do a head check when turning across bike lanes. Now, we've got some big, big stuff today, Matt. Not only does producer Bron come in for some click fish, but there is some large news hitting. You were pretty hot on a new variant, mate.
Just when we thought it was all over.
I mean, we should have learned. We should have stuck with CSI and not gone into CSI Miami and CSI buddy Las Vegas.
Delta and
I mean,
Beta.
Buddy, where's the third one? Chicago? New York? With Gary Sinise? Anyway, we're going to get that in a moment as well. It's all part of All Day Breakfast with Matt and Alex. Hope you're well.
This is just the start.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Omicron, how are we feeling?
Omicron.
Is it Omicron?
I believe it's Omicron.
Well, you know, I mean, my partner Belinda was like, why isn't it an Omega? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a really good point. I didn't know.
Well, usually I think it's the big brands control everything. So I would have thought that, you know, Omega watches maybe went go, whoa, we're going up the World Health Organization. Whoa. We ain't calling this new one Omega. Thank you very much. But then you would have thought Corona beer would have vetoed the whole virus thing. So I don't know what to believe.
I long for the days where we were still making fun of this as a beer.
Corona beers, yeah. That was good.
Omega is actually the last letter of the Greek alphabet.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and a lot of people are wondering what's going on with the naming system, okay, because, I mean, we all heard about Lambda, especially if you're a fan of this podcast.
Well, no, we didn't all hear about it. You heard about it and you tried to make it a thing. It wasn't, and Omicron has come in and actually become the thing that you thought Lambda would be.
I did think Lambda would pop. Okay, it didn't pop. I'm glad that I didn't invest.
You're like the record agent who said no to the Beatles.
Guys, this thing is going to explode. Yeah. Meanwhile, Omicron is like killing it somewhere.
Yeah.
And I'm missing out on those gigs. Do you know what? No, it missed. They leapfrogged two letters. Did you know this?
Why?
So it went to Lambda,
yeah,
which was, you know, the one that I thought was going to be the big one. Then went to meh, right? M-U.
So there was a meh that no one really paid attention to. Different genome, but wasn't
there
too
was a
hot.
Meh. But there's two letters in between meh,
yeah,
and Omicron that they have. That they went, nah, we can't do it. Okay.
Wait,
so there's two letters.
One.
Two Greek letters.
No, two Greek letters. Gotcha.
Two Greek letters. There's new.
Yep.
Right? N-U. But no one wanted to. Like, the World Health Organization decided they're not going to do that because they don't want it to sound like the new COVID.
New COVID. Gotcha.
Exactly. Like so COVID new. Then the next one is ZXY.
Oh.
Now, some people suggesting that the World Health Organization did not want to call it COVID-Z based on current Chinese leader, Xi Jinping.
Xi, so XI.
Yes, XI.
And the Greek letter is XI as well.
Yeah. So, but then who actually came out and said, no, you know what? It's got nothing to do with the Chinese president.
Mm.
It's more that Xi is a incredibly popular last name.
Got you.
All around the world. Mm. You can't have everyone.
Go on with Omicron.
Mind you, Delta Goodrum would probably suggest as well, because I saw more than enough tweets. And you know what? I have to give Delta a big round of applause for just riding that one out, because I would have snapped. I just would have snapped by the inoriginality of the jokes alone. Like how it would have taken
rolled the eyes a lot.
Milliseconds for Delta Goodrum to have gotten over the first joke. And this thing rode through the world for months.
Yeah. And then there was that, there was a company that, you know, helps create, you know, mobile phone towers so that everyone gets internet on their phones. And I think they were called Delta. And then people took a photo of it. It was like, coincidence? 5G tower named Delta?
Do you know what? I was reading about devaccinations yesterday.
What are they?
Well, mate, of course there's a whole wave of people who are now going, well, I regret getting a vaccine.
Mm.
I regret not being sick.
I feel too good.
Whatever happened, they've decided they regret it. They've done a deep dive on the web.
What, how to undo a vaccination?
Yeah, and they're trying to unvaccinate themselves. So I'll give you just a couple of suggestions as to what.
Is it because they're in pain or what?
There was a disproven study from Spain that suggested that there was evidence of graphene oxide in the vaccine, in which people were claiming that they were attracting metal.
Oh.
So there's like a whole subgenre of videos on the internet which people claim that metal objects have started sticking to them after they got vaccinated. So the way to cure this apparently, and God, please, I'm telling you, I am not suggesting that anybody do this. Right? This is what an article on Business Insider.
And even if a random comedian podcast host was suggesting that you do something, you shouldn't do it. Particularly when it comes to your medical decisions.
I wouldn't trust me on the dog meme coins that I buy, let alone any kind of medical advice. Yep. All right. So people, there's videos out there suggesting people like inject or drink chlorine dioxide, which is a kind of bleach. This is the thing. People are doing it.
Mm.
Then, of course, getting way more sick than anything could have possibly happened to them.
And then blaming it on the vaccine and saying, I just caught it in time. Thank God. Something like that.
So anyways, look, it'll be interesting to see what happens with Omicron and what unfolds. I mean, people are going to be nervous. Lord knows the stock markets and the crypto markets absolutely tanked their pants.
Yeah, of course. I mean, what are you going to spend your meme dog coins on now, Matt?
Well, it's very difficult to go to Mars when you can't even go to bloody Queensland, isn't it? I got no faith in the system anymore.
Exactly.
Dogecoin army's off. Look, it's a wild and wonderful world. We're wishing everyone going through whatever, no matter where you are, all the best. And please, don't try to de-vaccine.
And please, please, don't drink bleach.
We cannot stress this enough in this podcast. We are a no drinking bleach podcast. Ever. All right. Bye-bye.
I smell toast.
Click, click, click.
Click, click, click.
Click, click, click.
Click.
fish. Click. Fish. With producer Bron.
Yes, it's time for producer Omic Bron to join us. In the studio. How are you, Bron?
Pretty good.
That's the way.
Welcome to the next 6 months of your life.
I'm a Bron.
I'm a Bron. Oh, no.
Don't know how I feel.
Well, she's got an infectious smile. All I know is that. No, I'm Bron. You come in every Monday. And,
oh, don't get near her. You'll have to quarren queen.
Oh, what clickbait articles have you been clicking on, Bron, that we just throw into the waste paper basket? What have we missed over the weekend?
So this one's from The Sun UK, and you know if it's from the UK, it's about the royal family.
Okay, usually. Here we go.
So headline, as if Meghan Markle, latest news, fans wince as Duchess reveals humble Thanksgiving plan with Prince Harry, Archie and Lily.
They wince at her Thanksgiving plans.
And it starts as if. That's what they, okay.
As if in caps.
As if she'd
that's
do
what
this.
Someone said. Oh, as if.
Did Meghan Markle go to my primary school?
Exactly. Like, do people say that? Like, I didn't think they said that since
we're going to have to ask Sarah or something. Sarah this week, what's hitting with Sarah? If as if is still a commonly used phrase. But what did Meghan Markle do to prompt such a vicious headline and response from fans, Bron?
So she just revealed that they would be cooking a big meal at home. And apparently people hated that.
As if?
As if.
What?
Cooking a big meal home on Thanksgiving? As if. Was there any more details as to why people were shocked at this? I mean, what are they shocked about? It should have been bigger. It should have been smaller.
They think as if she's going to cook herself. They would have, of course, you know, someone helping them. One person wrote, hope she enjoys her gold digger pie.
Oh, my God. You know Meghan Markle just married someone, right? Like, she's just a person.
Yeah.
Who had to cook a lot of meals for her whole life.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what's changed about suddenly.
As if. Well, there you go.
Anyways.
Having a big Thanksgiving meal. That's nice. Did you do anything for Thanksgiving, Bron?
No. We live here. No.
Did you buy it? Did you go nuts for the Black Friday sale?
Oh, not as much as I should have. I got all the emails. I was tempted, but I didn't. No, not really. I'm also skeptical about the post at the moment coming on time.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that'll happen. I bought a printer.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Why don't you just use the one at work like every single person our age does ever?
Sophia likes to print out photos that we take on the phone and blah blah blah.
Aww.
I don't want to go. I don't want to head into the listener offices and start popping the old 4x6 photo paper into the printer. People having to change the colour ink.
Who used all the coloured ink?
Where's the magenta? All right, Bron, what next?
This is from the New York Post. This was actually sent in by Jeff Gall, who asked if Matt had done this. So the headline. Plot of digital land in the metaverse sells for a record $2.4 million.
A plot of digital land.
Okay.
Just buy it on the moon and move on, will you? At least you can see it from your backyard at night.
Do you know what? On that digital land, I'm going to build a digital fire where I can literally just burn my money in the metaverse. So that'll be really nice.
What's up next, Bron? Final story. Thank you.
This is from 7 News. Headline, mind blown.
Food. Oh!
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
We're going a bit early this week.
Whoa.
So they've called it mind blown.
Mind blown.
Do we have a 7 News writing Matt and Alex fan in our midst, maybe. Okay, what's going to blow our minds?
So food blogger sparks debate after sharing the correct way to cut a mango.
Right.
I'm going to guess that it is not the correct way and it's just their way, which is stupid.
Okay. How is it?
So
do you just eat it whole with the skin like an apple?
Or an adventurous kiwi eater?
Ew. They, instead of cutting it, you know, what I would call the normal way.
The cheeks off.
Which is, you know, the three pieces, pip in the middle. Yep. That's the normal way. Instead, they cut it around the middle.
Like core the pip out.
Yeah, and like spin it around so it tears off into two pieces.
Like an avocado kind of vibe. Oh, but like lengthways. Okay. And
around the equator of the mango.
Yes. So like,
with the little stalky bit being the North Pole, they cut it around the equator.
Yeah, so one side makes sense because you can scoop it out with a spoon. Mm. It's like a little bowl. The other side, it's just a big pip in the middle.
Are you meant to spoon it from around the pip? What do you do?
I don't know what they do with the other side.
You need two spoons for this one.
All she's showing is the good one half side where you're like, oh, this makes a lot of sense. It's just, you know, you can scoop it out.
Well, why don't you scoop it out from the... from the cheek, two fleshy cheeks.
Yeah.
That would make too much sense.
In fact, that's a much better way of doing it.
Well.
In fact, I dare say people have been eating mangoes the right way for a long time and this person has just gone and ruined it.
You know what this deserves?
Mild.
Groan.
Sorry, Seven News. That's a mild groan from me.
I am slightly curious. Maybe next time I have a mango. But I mean, a whole mango is quite big as well. It's quite a big investment. I don't know if I'm even going to bother. And also, very selfish way to eat a mango. You can't walk around offering people cubes. Little cube. You want a little cube? Can't do that.
Mm.
So yeah, sucks to be your Seven News.
Well, thank you very much, Bron, for coming on in and sharing with us the news.
Thank you.
That we didn't want to know. All right, appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All-day breakfast.
Fit check.
Tell you what, Alex Dyson, it felt like 2019.
Those were the good old days. No Omicron to speak of.
No Omicron at all, no Delta, no Alpha. It was all good in the hood on the weekend. I actually did some stuff.
You did some stuff this weekend? Tell me more, mate.
Went to the aquarium.
Wow, that's not bad.
Because New South Wales still got the Dine and Discover vouchers, right? $25 to use a restaurant, $25 to use an entertainment place.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't using them. They just end up expiring. So we're like, you know what, let's get out there and actually do something.
Yeah.
So it was a miserable day. Absolute stinker of a weekend in Sydney.
And so you thought whilst you're underwater, you should literally get underwater.
Yeah, exactly. At least see some fishies. Mate, I pulled out the long johns on the weekend. We're on the eve of December.
As in pants or?
Yeah, as in the underpants.
Long.
You know, the old long, you know, like in those... You know, like the long underpants. Yeah, like...
Long John Silver.
Aren't they called Long Johns? Well, you know, those long like ankle-length...
Thermals?
Undies. Yeah, thermals. Aren't they... Don't you call them Long Johns? I tell you what, you better know what Long Johns are because I've been telling everyone I'm wearing Long Johns and if I haven't been calling them the right thing this whole weekend...
I'd have to look them up. But I've never had to wear thermals in Sydney.
No.
Underpants. So nothing under the long johns, obviously. That's...
No, yeah. That's it.
Long johns.
Just short johns.
Long johns image.
Anyway, look, the point is we went to the aquarium and I tell you what, it's sort of the first time that Sophia's really done something because I realise that Sophia's been living in a pandemic for most of her life.
Absolutely. Okay?
So it all started when she was one. She's about a year and a... She's about 1.5 years old now. And,
two and a half years old.
Joke to anyone. Yeah, she's 2.5 years old. And so she's been living in a pandemic her whole life. We haven't done much heaps of stuff. So we went to the aquarium. It was really interesting.
Mm.
I'm conflicted about captivity and, you know, all that sort of stuff, but... It's educational as well.
Like your mollusks free.
And I feel like they love animals more than, you know, the local seafood restaurant. So I'm sure you do your bit to protect them as well.
Yeah. You're taking Sophia to the local crustacean window.
Yeah, of the lobster house.
Yeah.
We were not expecting the gift shop.
Oh, our first mate, gift shop, mate.
We were sitting ducks. Walked out of this dark room into this brightly lit room.
Yeah.
Filled with plush toys.
Yeah, mate. I still got Peter Penguin at home from my trip to Sydney Aquarium circa 92,
really?
I believe. It'd
be. Really?
Yeah, mate. Peter Penguin. Well, it came with me. Still got him. Good man.
Well, we
Peter.
Got Sophia Percy Penguin.
Starts with P. I'll allow it.
So just like that, absolutely cleaned us up immediately. There was no way we were going anywhere without making a very expensive.
There goes your $25
purchase.
Voucher. Down oh my the train, God. Straight up.
What about you? What did you do on the weekend?
Well, I took part in a free event, which is the Free City Barbecues.
Mm.
Popped the sausages on. Asked Elle, do you want the aluminium foil down? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. Like, I don't mind, but sure, let's do it. Make everyone feel okay about that. Because I've seen other people doing it. And then the dude next to us is like, oh, should I be putting the foil down as well? I'm like, no, I'm anti-foil. So we went with no foil in the end, but forgot the tongs, the barbecue tongs.
Oh.
But Woods is very, she liked coming up with solutions to problems. And so she got two sticks, wrapped them in aluminium foil, and then we had these chopsticks for the sausages, which was an interesting one. But I walked down to the bathrooms and passed a few other people having the barbecues, and someone went one step further than, you know, placing the foil down on the surface of the barbecue. And that is they brought their own Weber and gas bottle and they placed it on top of the barbecue. And they were barbecuing on a barbecue. Which was on a barbecue. It was amazing.
And did they let anyone else use, like, because the Weber could just be on a table or on the grass.
Yeah.
It could be on the ground.
Table grass. They decided to literally put it on the hot plate that if you press a button, heats up. They placed it on top of that. Just that
not
mean.
Just the grill, the actual whole barbecue.
Yeah, they brought a full Weber barbecue down and had it attached to a, you know, service station gas bottle there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, that is a little bit strange.
It's like that meme, exhibit meme. Yo, dog, I heard you like barbecues, so we put barbecues on your barbecues.
Even the weirdest thing about that is they had tongs, but they were holding their tongs with some homemade tongs that they made from sticks.
Yeah.
Just some sort of gadget tongs.
It's just good to be out of the weekend again, isn't it?
Yeah.
About that.
All day breakfast.
Well, Woods went on the tour and got a Christmas tree with her mother over the weekend. Matt O'Kine went tree hunting.
Oh,
that's what we've been doing the last week or so.
Belinda and Sophia put up their Christmas tree as well on the weekend, which is a great little activity.
Not your tree as well?
No, it wasn't I just wasn't there at the time,
okay.
So I missed out on it. But Sophia really not understanding that the baubles need to be spaced out amongst the tree. There was a very heavy concentration of decorations in one corner and one corner only.
Bit of a hotspot of baubles.
Yeah.
Hadn't spread very far. All right. The rest of the tree put a travel ban on the baubles.
On the corner of the tree. Yeah, look, we are on the hunt for a tree because we decided to invest $10 in a Matt and Alex official plant.
I think we've got a tree. We're yet to pick the type of tree because we also are on the hunt for a place for the tree. It'll be the official Matt and Alex tree. We've got a plaque made up, ready to go, and we asked you where we should plant the Matt and Alex tree, which hopefully in the future, Matt, could be part of Australia's tree climbing championships. I'd love people to climb all over our tree.
Oh, my God. I was thinking it would help, you know, regenerate carbon dioxide into oxygen or whatever the hell trees do. But yeah, climbing's good too. I mean, do they even have a use?
Do trees even have a use?
All right, now come on. We got a message from someone who...
We're coming to the end of the show. We've got to just move past comments like that and get onto what we need to get onto, and that is that we've had an offer from a wonderful listener named Tristan who has let us know a great spot for our tree.
I live next to a childcare centre and they had a tree right in the back corner of their lot that was pushing my fence over, and there was a big battle and the tree got cut down so we could put a fence back up, and I've always felt a little bit guilty So there is an option for the tree to be planted in a childcare centre.
We also need to butter them up a bit because we've got a one-year-old who's probably going to be attending said childcare centre. And they don't know that the little bub that they're about to receive is from the bad man next door that chopped down their tree.
Tristan, the arboreal Grinch when it comes to that, the guilt weighing heavily upon him.
Okay, I love the idea, but I tell you what, this is fraught with bad vibes.
Do we want to get involved in this?
yeah, we got litigation attached to it already. Okay, we've got the youth, the next generation.
Mm.
Who are probably going to be, you know, furious with us for correlating with this person, for not correlating, connecting, for being in cahoots with the angry man next door.
Well, I can see as a peace offering, offering you the child and the tree at the same time to make up. I do like that story, but it's on the list, Tristan. Thank you very much for getting in touch. If there's anyone who thinks that there's another spot that this tree could be used, the Matt and Alex tree, I hope our plaque, Matt and Alex plaque, like I'm not sure if children can use a QR code, so it could be wasted in front of these people.
Yeah, that's
But we could try and get them early. You know, you get maybe instead of a Matt and Alex plaque, we put a Diver City plaque on the on the tree and get all these kids listening into Matt O'Kine's children's work.
I'm a bit scared about the broken arms. Kids love climbing trees and love breaking their arms on trees, and I don't know if we would need that. It's very hard to scan a QR code when your elbow's out at right angles because you're trying to get to the top branch.
Yeah, can we get sued if kids fall out of our tree? Got to insure our tree. All right, well, it's on the list. Thank you very much, Tristan. But yeah, Matt.N.Alex, if you would like to offer up a space for the future of oxygen on this planet.
Is that what they do?
Yeah. Yeah, it's oxygen. We get oxygen from trees.
All day breakfast.
And yes, if you have an option for us, a plot of land, a plot of pot, please let us know. And we'd love to get our tree out and about in Australia and providing the world with the oxygen it so desperately needs.
Although many would argue that we should probably be denied some oxygen with the amount of rubbish we talk on this show.
Absolute oxygen thieves, as my father might say. Listen, this is the end of the program. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We'll be catching you for another big episode tomorrow. So please keep in touch, particularly, I think Rant Dog's turning up tomorrow.
Ooh, so watch out. That guy needs some oxygen. Fill up those lungs.
Yeah, hit us with some topics that have been irritating you recently. Matt.N.Alex, that is it. We are out. Catch you next time.
Bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got a story we need to hear? All the links are at mattandalex.com.au. Listener.